Welcome to our Kartik Inspirations, Day 26. Today we will look at the extremely wonderful example in Bhakti given by Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, a true saint. When he was in Vrindavan, he was very known as a highly renounced Vaishnava who was full of love of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Every day he would chant 128 rounds of Harinam, and sometimes he was found walking around the forests of Vrindavan crying, "Radhe, where are you? Are you here? Are you at that place?" And he gave many, many details where he looked for Srimati Radharani. But there was a problem. He was so respected that all the leaders of the Goswami community in Vrindavan, the pandits, the owners of temples, were highly concerned when they found out that each day Gaurkishore Das Babaji would go and beg food from the street sweepers. For them, the street sweepers were outcast. They were low class. And they were coming one day to him and said, "We are highly concerned. You are the leader of the Vaishnavas here, but you are going to these low class sweepers?" Gaurkishore Das Babaji looked at them and smiled, and he said, "Yes, I'm going to them because they are the most exalted. Every day they are sweeping the streets. They are covered with the dust of Vrindavan, where Radha and Krishna walked. They are therefore exalted and purified beyond all caste systems and social considerations." Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji carried two books with him always. Once he said, "It's so easy to get love of Godhead. You only need 2 rupees or something." He referred to these two books, which were very easily to be purchased on the market. These two books, which he carried with him and followed, were a prayer book called Prarthana and another book describing various details of devotional service in spontaneity, the Prema Bhakti Chandrika. One of his most, let us say, remarkable teachings was this one: the divine names offer the only shelter for the living beings. By chanting Harinam, or the holy names, the syllables of the Mahamantra will gradually reveal the spiritual form, qualities and pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Then you will also realize your own spiritual form. On this day, we obviously asked ourselves, where do I stand in relationship to such a saint? What is my realization? What is my sacrifice which I do for my own spiritual life? I think Gorkhasordas Babaji teaches us a very doable lesson. You can let go of the attachments to material life by developing a higher attachment. If one is attached to Krishna, renunciation of those things which are simply distracting us from the spiritual path is very simple due to the force of that attachment, which moves us forward. It empowers our steps and our thoughts so that we can always make progress in the right direction. A higher attachment can solve the problems due to lower attachments. See you all tomorrow.